The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Hello.
Oh my God, we're here.
Yeah.
My best boy band dance moves. Hey. We're back.
We're back with another episode and another season of Hunt to Killer. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. We're so excited to be here with you.
Yes, on this Tuesday the 13th, let's go.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know who we are the Baby Lambs podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Lisette.
And we are two 30-year-old somethings from Miami, Florida, who love nerd, geeky culture. We love true crime. We love music. We love all sorts of shit. And yeah. And we're also best friends, which led us to create this fun place for us to
with our side hustle of solving crimes.
Obviously. So one of the things that we like to do is we play Hunt to Killer. Hunt to Killer is a fictional investigation designed by a really cool company that specializes in subscription box services like this. So basically, Hunt to Killer is a subscription box service that that works in themes and in seasons. And what you do, each box tells us like a sequential story. Mm-hmm. And within that story, within each box, you get little pieces of evidence and like things to help you solve an ultimate crime. This is now season 4 for us. This is the 4th series from Hunt to Killer that we have done. Proceeds from each.
Sorry, I can't do that for you.
Oh my goodness. Mira ese pelo. I know, my hair is teal now. Wow. Isn't it crazy? So where was I? Right. So proceeds from each Hunt to Killer box actually go toward the Cold Case Foundation, and their job is, and they help to, you know, like actually like solve real cold case crimes. Like how crazy cool is that? And you, if you at home are interested in playing your own series of Hunt to Killer, yes, we've played quite a few of them, but there are others. You can pick up your own box and you can use code Baby Lambs to earn 20% off your first box. Yes. So that's BABYLAMBS. We're going to try our best. I mean, obviously, we're going to show you as much as we can. We're going to show you evidence. We're going to show you all sorts of stuff. We're going to try not to give away too much because we do want you guys to play. But in the meantime, you guys are welcome to follow along. Those of you who are on Twitch, I see our friend Chewy is here. Witchy Witch Vibes. Yes, yes, yes. You guys can help us to solve the crime here live. And if you're listening at home, welcome. We love to have you back. So, well, before we get started, is there anything else that we want to cover before we jump into the next scene?
I mean, I'm just so ready to get this started because it is boy bands. I've been listening to like boy bands all day. I've been preparing. I know that like I'm not really here for like a concert or anything, but in my head I am. I created a whole scene in my head where I'm like, all right, picture it. You're at the Fillmore.
Imagine.
And you're waiting for like your favorite boy band Just for Fun to like get started with their set. And then they don't. And then you find out that something's happened to one of them.
Oh no.
And all of a sudden, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I heard, oh no.
No, I mean, no, no, I was just so involved in the way that you were explaining that story.
Just kidding. You said, I heard oh no, and I was like, so in my throat, I was like, wait, did the audio go out?
No.
Anyway, so then we get contacted to like help solve what happened to this boy band.
Yeah.
So if we're ready, I'm gonna get started with reading the letter from the lovely Michelle Gray, new BFF Michelle Gray.
Yeah. Hold on. Before we do, just give me one moment because you know how it goes. We all have to log in and do a bunch of things. So I'm gonna go ahead and do this fancy thing. I'm still learning how to use OBS, guys. Look how I switched to another scene. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? I'm so good. So yes, every Pentakiller box will always start with a letter from Michelle Gray, who is our fictional friend, private investigator, who obviously doesn't actually solve any crimes. It just doesn't happen.
No.
Because she just gives them all to us.
Yep. But she's very busy, you know, and like, it's okay. We'll take her cases, we'll solve them and just feel fulfilled.
Yeah. If that's what you need to do, that's what we'll do. Well, we're here to help, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like we have anything else better to do. We don't.
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
So I'm going to pull up the letter for you guys. Ready? And ba-bow. So did you see? Wow. So I will promise I will scroll so you guys can read all of everything. But Lisette, please.
All right. Here we go. I'm so excited. Also, I will preface it with saying that I am having a little bit of jaw pain. Hello, braces. So bear with me as I do all of this reading, okay? And anyway, let me get started. Hello, investigator. I have a new case for you to consider. Ordinarily, I'd handle a high-profile job like this myself, but I think you're more than up for the challenge. I couldn't be leaving this investigation request in more capable hands. Girl, it's season 4 for us. We got this.
We know what to do, girl.
Yeah. I have to admit, I wasn't all that familiar with Just for Fun or Jake Morgan's career before I caught this request. But apparently, they were a pretty big deal for a minute in the early 2000s. I mean, that's where we had the best time.
Obviously.
Don't worry if you aren't caught up on your boy band trivia, though. Our contact Shannon Murphy is what you might call a super fan, so she'll be able to provide all of the background you need regarding the victim's history and known associates. I really hope there's some like NSYNC in this background here. I forwarded you what Shannon sent me, as well as several official documents I procured from the police contacts. As you're reviewing these materials, keep an eye out for inconsistencies and holes in people's stories. In my experience, an investigator with a logical mind will always come out on top. I've set up a virtual desktop so Shannon can share these files she isn't able to send you physically. You can log in at justforfuncase.com. The password is blah, and you can use your mom as your username. Once you're logged in, you'll find the folder I've created for you for this case. It's the one called blah. The password for this folder is my mom. I've included a brief investigation guide there as well as other links and resources that may help you. In order to start a proper investigation, we must work on proving Jake Morgan's death was a murder. All right. It was a murder.
A murder.
We may not be able to find out who did it right away, but we should at least be able to prove his death was not an accident. Shannon has asserted. See if you can find anything proving that this was a setup. When you think you've got it, send a message my way through the contact shortcut and make the subject line meh. In the body of the message, let me know if you've noticed anything out of place. I have faith in you. Good luck, Michelle Gray. Girl, I'm so sad.
You plus me equals us was my favorite song of theirs. Together.
That was like what I consider to be the first real like making the band. Okay, I know that they weren't, but it was still on MTV and.
But they also had great hits like, weren't they also the ones who came up with Backdoor Lover?
Yeah. No.
Was it?
Backdoor Lover. Oh my God, no.
No, that was from Josie and the Pussycats. Yes. I'm sorry, but like hit it from the high with the lines on love. Just you and me. No one has no dick in a box. That's not from. But no, I'll count it. I'll count the Guinness bags.
For sure. We had like the biggest, I guess, boy band pop star in that. So that's fine.
Speaking of boy bands, so I was a big NSYNC fan. I was a diehard like NSYNC, like God must have spent a little more time on them. What about you? What was your boy band?
So I really held on to like my love of Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
I really did. But it's tough, right? Because like then you had NSYNC come out and they were all hot. And you know, they gave you like, "You're all I ever wanted." I will never forget seeing that video for the first time. You know, I drive myself crazy, did it for me. There was just like a lot of these. And then they had the audacity to do that concert for Disney.
They did.
And it was beautiful.
So good. So good. Like, look, I wasn't one of those girls who was like, I can't like Backstreet Boys. I did like the Backstreet Boys because they came first. They were the first people I got to know. But then I saw Justin. And then I saw JC Chazet.
Yeah, that was it for me. JC was like it.
I think I went through a phase where I liked each of them individually. I had a Joey phase. I had a Chris phase. I liked all of them. Even Lance, who clearly didn't like me.
Yeah, well, I mean, at that time, he did because he was dating Topanga.
That's true. He was dating Topanga and then eventually trying to become an astronaut. He was always
favorite. He was really cool.
He was in it
for the fun. Is really cool. You know that, remember that scene from Pen 15 where, like, in season 2, Maya is, like, kissing her mirror and then she's, like, kissing one boy in the mirror and then the other one and then, like, both of them kiss? I don't know about you, but I did that a lot. And it was always like there was one from NSYNC and one from Backstreet Boys.
You just wanted them to love each other.
Yeah, and then 5 came into my world. And then that's it. Forget it.
And then 98 Degrees. Oh, God. No, we can go on all day.
This case is dangerous because all I'm going to be doing is being like, I'm going to be really into this and then I'm going to log out and then listen to 5 all night.
Okay. Well, I guess that brings us perfectly well. Oh, LFO. Rest in peace, LFO.
Well, there's still one of them alive.
Well,
Mateado.
Sí, pero uno said one died.
Two, actually.
Two died?
There's only one. We got the one that's left.
We got O. That's not.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I think so. LFO. Yes.
What do you mean?
LFO.
LFO. Oh, you're thinking, oh, those are the, can you forget about things I said when I was drunk? Is that the ones?
No, they're,
LFO is the one who sang, I like girls who wear a crown, bitch.
I take it. Yeah.
She's been gone. So who am I thinking of who sang that stupid, please tell me why? I know that's not a boy band.
No.
Paris in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on.
I don't know, bro.
All right, whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay, so let's talk to Shannon Murphy, who was mentioned in Michelle's letter. Shannon Murphy is the head of the Just for Fun fan club, and she wrote this letter to Michelle. So I'll go ahead and start reading this. Okay. As you can see here, if you're watching us live, you can see the Just for Fun logo and header. The fan club, this is on official letterhead, folks. Jeez Louise. No, we have some fighting going on in the chat. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. It's all cool, man. It's all cool. Let's solve a murder. Michelle Gray.
Wait, hold on. Before we start solving this murder, I wish Jenny was here so she could be like, 98 Degrees, I was their biggest fan.
Yeah, for real. Oh, man. Okay. Michelle Gray. Thank you for taking the time to read my request. If, or hopefully when, you take this case, I promise it'll be worth your while. You've probably already heard about Jake Morgan because he was all over the news, but let me give you my perspective. I refuse to believe his death was an accident. I feel like the only person on the planet who thinks this was a murder, because so far, no one has taken me seriously. But you'll hear me out, won't you? I'll start from the top. I'm Shannon Murphy. And I'm the ticket sales manager at Bowman Grove Amusement Park's concert venue. I've worked at the park since I was 17. I started out as one of the hot dog stands and just worked my way up. it didn't really matter what my job was as long as I was there. Bowman Grove is owned by Star Sign Entertainment, the same company that started Just for Fun, the greatest band of all time. I saw them perform their first show at the park in 2000, and it was one of the best moments of my life. I'm not even exaggerating. They were barely off the ground, but they put on such an unforgettable performance, I was instantly, immediately 100% hooked. This was us watching the Disney special for NSYNC. All right.
Without a doubt.
I thought if I worked at the park, I might be able to see them perform more often. Maybe even run into them at some point. So I dropped out during my senior year of high school. That wasn't a great idea, Shannon. No, do not drop out of school for a band. Give me a break. But I digress. So I dropped out of school my senior year of high school and moved to Santa Lucinda to take the chance. My family and friends just couldn't understand why I made that choice. I don't understand either. Even after I explained it to them so many times. I'll admit it's kind of hard to put into words. I don't really blame them for not getting it. You know how magnets work, or like how sunflowers always tilt toward the sun? That's the best way I can sum up my feelings for J4F. Oh, God.
I love this band already.
It was great for a while until the band moved to LA. It was a little disappointing that they grew out of my reach. Don't get me wrong, I was so proud of them for making it big. I stuck with them through rumors and scandals and everything. I supported them through the breakup in 2003. A few years back, I even became the local J4F fan club president. What's left of the fan club anyway? It was hard to follow what Marcus, Ollie, and Gabe were doing after the split. Oh, there's a Gabe.
Friggin' Gabe. It was either going to be a Gabe or a Mike.
Okay? One day. Yeah, really. It's just a matter of time. Okay. So what they were doing after the split, because they kind of pulled back from the public eye. Thankfully, Jake had a great solo career, and he was always my favorite. But there was nothing quite as magical as all four of them together on stage. That's why when they announced a one-time reunion show at Bowman Grove, I was beyond ecstatic. But then, during a rehearsal, Jake died. Just all of a sudden. A stage accident, they said. Can you believe that? As if Jake died because of some freak mishap. Everyone seems to be just fine with that explanation. The police, the media, his management, even the other band members. They're all devastated, I'm sure. I can't even express how broken up I was when the news dropped. I could barely eat or sleep for days, but I refused to accept Jake's death was a simple accident. Celebrities are easy targets for people's jealousy and hatred and greed, so it's not crazy to believe this could be a murder. So I gathered up a bunch of stuff of my own, and I thought might be helpful for you to take a look at. I wasn't working the day of the accident, so I couldn't poke around the venue afterwards, but I do have access to the Star Sign offices around here. That's where I found the VIP badge I sent you. I found some of the other stuff through the paparazzi group. Spill the beans. Spill the beans. Oh, God. STB always comes through with dirt. I could never hope to dig up on my own. There's also a J4F forum you might want to look at if you have the time. I don't ever post anything myself, and there's some chatter and haters to sift through. But my fellow fans are observant. Please, please get back to me as soon as you can. Jake gave me so much joy in life, and I want to repay him by uncovering the truth. Shannon Murphy.
Again.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Okay, I do have, so just so you guys know what we're talking about, she sent a VIP badge. I'm going to show it to you. I don't know if I have a picture of the badge here for you to see. Maybe I do. Maybe I was, yes, I was good at my job. See, here's the VIP badge. As you can see, it says, you know, it says A for level access. It came with this cool lanyard. Oh, God, what fun. And then on the back of this lanyard thing, it says J4F Bowman Grove concert venue. And then in real small print, you can't really read it, but it says assigned bearer of this A-level badge is permitted access to any area of the concert venue, including the stage, backstage, and VIP area to be used exclusively for Just for Fun rehearsals, sound checks, and official concert. So We got the badge, folks. Just saying.
Wow, remember concerts?
Wow, remember humans?
Barely.
Barely. I do remember concerts.
Oh my God.
Okay, so she mentioned this sift, the dirt one, whatever they're called, the spill the beans. Spill the beans, the tabloid. They have a magazine feature, and I believe this is what they're talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and open magazine feature, the first page, so page one. You can go ahead and read that when you're ready.
Okay.
I have it all up and ready for you to go here on the page.
All right, let me just make it a little bit. Oh. Okay. See, my eyesight is failing me, so I have to make it really big.
Aw, baby.
Okay, here we go. Jake Morgan, a fallen idol.
Look at that face.
Right? Struck by tragedy, the music world is grieving the loss of pop star Jake Morgan. Tributes from fellow celebrities have flooded social media, and countless fans have left flowers and handwritten letters at the gates of Bowman Grove Amusement Park, where a freak accident claimed the singer's life. Tragically, the incident occurred just as Jake was gearing up to reunite with his former bandmates for a one-night-only concert slated for March 2020. Listen, what happened to him is corona.
That's okay, solved. Okay, solved.
Okay, solved. That's it.
That's it. It's over. It's a COVID case.
Already. All right, anyway. The concert has since been halted due to the singer's untimely death. We were thrilled to be making music with him again after all these years, the surviving members said in a joint statement. To lose Jake in the same place where the band had got its start is devastating. We are heartbroken. A meteoric rise. Just for Fun began as the brainchild of Star Sign Entertainment's founder, Peter Bowman. Bowman assembled a team of talented young singers and dancers, handpicked the group's first member, former child star Marcus Tate. Marcus then recruited his friend Oliver, Ollie Stewart, and Gabriel, Gabe, Fontes. Fonte. Joined through recommendation. Bands needed a little something extra though. So Bowman hosted a nationwide audition to find the group's fourth and final member. After an exhaustive talent search in 2000, Jake Morgan joined the dream team of Teen Dreams, who would become the iconic boy band Just for Fun. It was clear from the start that the band was meant for major stardom. After almost a year performing for local venues in Santa Lucinda, California, they were discovered by Exceptional Records. Guys, it's
Exceptional These names. Records.
Exceptional Records. Sending on to the label and moving to LA would be a life-changing decision for the band. Let me guess. Oh, I was going to be like, let me guess, they all started in Orlando? No, but I guess Santa Lucinda would be like the Orlando of California. That's sure. Me in my head, okay?
No, I think you're right.
The first single, Just for Fun, took the radio by storm in the summer of 2001. That was such a good year for boy bands.
It was. That was a great decade. Those first 5 years.
Amazing. Following a show-stopping appearance on Music Request show, Hits on Demand. Oh, like Total Request Live? In April 2002, the debut album, Ultraviolet, skyrocketed to the top of the charts. That same year, they held their much anticipated Ultraviolet tour, performing in 20 cities from October to December and selling out multiple days in New York, Chicago, Anaheim, and Los Angeles. Rising tensions, dun dun dun. Just for Fun's first US tour raised the band's profile even higher, but trouble was already brewing for the group. Rumors swirled that the members of Just for Fun weren't having much fun themselves. As it was reported that the overall performance quality was inconsistent during later tour dates. Despite public reassurances that the rumors were unfounded, it was clear the group was dealing with some issues behind the scenes. As production began a second album in early 2003, the band members laid low, presumably to focus on work. But before long, a falling out between the band and Starline spelled the end of Just for Fun. In June of 2003, all four members sought to end their contracts with the entertainment company, and they settled out of court. The media and fans alike have various speculations as to why their group made this decision. However, none have been confirmed. Separate ways. Following the group split, Jake decided to pursue a solo career. Well, we know our Justin.
Mm-hmm.
While his former bandmate stepped out of the spotlight to focus on other interests, Jake made a smooth transition from boy band
from band boy toy to sizzling hot solo artist. Love you like I love you.
All right. So here's the second, the back page. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I'll continue reading.
Okay, but first let us all admire this great photo of them here at the movies. Clearly, this photo's
amazing.
Is this, I feel like this is the same movie theater where Mariah Carey's music, Heartbreak music video took place.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure they were extras in there.
It was being filmed like on the other side of the theater.
I have a lot of thoughts about this. First of all, this guy in the red chucks, he's wearing an outfit that I actually own. Second of all, this Jay Morgan guy, Jake Morgan, why is he wearing flip-flops and has the audacity to put his pale-ass feet and the flip-flops on the arm of the chair?
No respect
at all. And I'm assuming that Gabe could possibly be this guy with the hoodie that's holding. And if that be the case, of course, I'm attracted to the Gabe.
Yeah, of course. Without a doubt. The moment I saw his photo, I was like, that's it. Ashley's here. My favorite is that for me, since it's a scan, it kind of looks like they're holding hands. Like they're doing it.
Yeah, they're just like,
I love you. But really, I think he's being passed Skittles.
Yeah, I think he's being passed Skittles as well. What's the name of this guy on the left? Who didn't even bother to open his eyes for the photo?
Something Stewart?
Ollie? No, Marcus.
Oh, yeah. No, Ollie.
Ollie.
Okay. Ollie Oxenfree.
Okay, yeah. sounds about right. Okay, so, all right.
I'm ready to keep going.
All right, you can go ahead and get started.
Okay, Back to School, his first solo album, won multi-platinum after the explosive popularity of Love and War, one of the album's main tracks. After that, the hit kept coming. With solo stardom under his belt, Jake soon went on to record collaborations with Kitten Club, Six Thrills, and the Gatlinburg Swells. Wow. The Gatlinburg Swells.
The Gatlinburg Swells? I just wanted to repeat it again.
It's such a good name. Becoming a popular guest artist on a wide range of irresistible earworms. He followed these successes with a record-breaking holiday album, Christmas Jams, with a Z, in 2004, featuring the now classic Jammin' With You, Santa.
Jammin' With You, Santa.
This horrible. 2004, for sure. Breakout success. As Jake's career continued to climb, he began to explore new outlets for his creative energies, from designing a line of sunglasses to developing his award-winning cologne, Linger. Oh. I guess that was like the curve of this universe. Yeah,
sounds about right.
A brief stint in films, including a cameo as himself in the ill-fated romantic ensemble dramedy, Columbus Day.
How ironic.
Okay. Was followed by additional deals with fashion designers. Jake would go on to release three more chart-topping albums during breaks between his projects. Speculation about his love life took center stage. A series of high-profile relationships with glamour girls such as lingerie models Katarina Vanderpool and Emily in Paris, the shit. And Kitten Club singer Kyleen Kaplan, and turned Jake into paparazzi gold. Future plans cut short.
Oh no.
The past few years were relatively quiet for Jake. Sources close to the singer said he had been taking some time to focus on his personal life. The photos of him at hotspot nightclubs continued to make headlines. Fans had been anticipating the release of his next solo album, Heavenly Bodies, which was slated to launch in 2020. The news of the Just for Fun reunion sent fans into a frenzy. The one-time-only concert sold out in record timing, with front row tickets originally priced at $200 being resold on the internet for upward of $1,000. That sounds about right, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds legit.
The excitement was palpable, said Peter Bowman of the reunion. And not just the fans, the boys were excited to get back together too. Unfortunately, an accident involving a fallen prop spelled the end for Jake Morgan. A police investigation revealed that the software used to control the prop malfunctioned. The software's manufacturer, Prestige Programming, is being sued by Jake's estate. The manufacturer made a public statement. We take pride in our services and believe that our software was not the root cause of the accident. Our sincerest condolences to the victim. Following Jake's death, his estate donated $3 million to the singer's longtime favorite organization, Rising Youth's Charity. The charity is dedicated to helping children study the arts and pursue their dreams in entertainment. Jake's friends and admirers can take comfort knowing that his last day was full of hope and optimism about the future. He will be missed by millions of fans and admirers worldwide, but his legacy will live on through his music. All right.
Just feel like that needed that. Well, so now we know that this happened in November of 2019. Well, this was issued in November of 2019. They're talking about March 2020. So that might be important for us to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, wow, that's so sad. So he died because a prop fell on him?
Yeah.
Okay. And the company is stating that it wasn't their fault. That their software was whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll learn a little bit more about that now because we're going to look at the incident report. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. The incident report, the date of the investigation was October 5th, 2019. Wow. We're so close to those dates, guys.
I know. It feels like a lifetime ago.
Actually, I was engaged. I became engaged. October 5th is my engagement anniversary.
Baby,
yes.
Baby,
baby, oh, like baby. That's Gabe's favorite part of our engagement, by the way. Okay, so this is the date of this investigation was October 5th, 2019. It's issued by the Santa Lucinda Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation. This is a report by them. The time was 1:30 p.m. The location was the Bowman Grove Amusement Park in Santa Lucinda. Nature of the incident was an accidental death. The task being performed during the incident was a rehearsal. So rehearsing for musical performance. Other relevant details, there were no direct eyewitnesses to the immediate incident. Okay. There was one victim. It was fatal. It was Jake Morgan. His date of birth was June 2nd, 1981. And he was, he's classified here as a male. There's a bunch of stuff that is redacted because they don't want us to know his social security number or where he lived. Cool. So the incident occurred during a Q2Q concert rehearsal at Bowman Grove Amusement Park within the concert venue. At approximately 1:30 p.m., a prop struck and killed Mr. Jake Morgan. The prop in question was a 7x7 star-shaped steel prop affixed to rigging. That sounds horribly painful. There was no direct eyewitnesses to said event as the performers and crew of the show were taking a break outside the immediate venue starting at 1:20 p.m. According to bystanders, Mr. Morgan had abstained from the break to remain on stage and continue practicing one of the songs. The body was discovered by Mr. Peter Bowman. Mr. Bowman arrived at the scene around 1:32 p.m. and promptly called the police. Before Mr. Bowman closed off the stage to avoid disruption of the scene, he was joined by Dean Castillo, Rachel Day, Gabriel Fontes, Marcus Tate, and Olivier, Oliver Stewart. All of whom were witnesses to the accident's direct aftermath and who have been interviewed for the purpose of the accident investigation. Cool. So starting page 2, investigator Byers conducted research to ascertain the accident's possible cause. Did I say that correctly? I feel like I said a bunch of verbs and like consonants. For the rehearsal, all lighting, sound cues, and prop cues were controlled by using a software called Stage Control. This software was installed in the laptop mounted on the control booth on the right side of the stage. The laptop in question was issued by Star Sign Entertainment to Ken Armstrong, the rehearsal's stage manager. Regarding stage control, it is common software used in the entertainment industry. The user is able to input various commands for different lighting, sound cues, and prop cues, and control the timing and execution of said commands. The user can also change the speed of transitions and prop movements based on the needs of the performance. To execute a command, the user must enter the cue numbers and press enter. In a proper execution featuring the star prop, the lights would have gone out, followed by transition music and the prop slowly lowering onto the stage. During the investigation, when the command was checked on the software, the star's prop descending speed was found to be triple the originally programmed speed. It should also be noted that the software had outdated patches. Okay. There's a section here called potential causal factors. It is the investigation's findings that Mr. Morgan's death was the result of an error in the stage control software. Initial findings suggest there was a malfunction that controlled the speed of the prop. The makers of stage control have been contacted. Findings have been communicated to Bowman Grove Amusement Park management. Okay. That sounds like a horrible way to go. A star-shaped prop falling on you sounds just actually terrible. So we can now start with, we can start reading the witness statements if you like.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the witness statement for Gabriel Fontes.
Okay, if you want, I can read it.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving you a heads up, so you can open it whenever you're ready.
Okay. Let me channel. All right. We had been rehearsing for a while and we got to Jake's solo. He was frustrated with the cues. This is natural, you know, for a perfectionist like him. Okay, he's a Gemini. No. We took 20 and he said he would focus on alone for a while. I was on my way to trailer A, the one Ollie and Marcus and I were all sharing, when Rachel came over and said she had something important she wanted to talk to me about one-on-one. Not that it was a conversation we needed to have in private. Sometimes it's hard to find a quiet place to talk backstage, you know? It wasn't a big deal, just tying up some old unfinished business. We didn't even talk long. Rachel left almost as soon as we got to the trailer. After that, I still had some time before we were supposed to start rehearsing again, so I did a quick video for the fans. Anyway, I didn't realize how much time had passed until I heard a big noise outside. I thought, you know, this is not normal. So I went to see what was the matter, and someone from the crew told me Jake was dead. Okay, so that's pretty chill.
That was pretty chill, yeah.
We did get some things, like the rest of them were sharing a trailer together. Meanwhile,
and he was on his own, I guess.
Yeah. Something was going on between him and Rachel.
And we know that he issued a video to the fans, which may give him a timestamp later on. That might be important for us to remember.
Wow, we're getting so good at this.
I know. Like, oh, we're real investing in it. Like, who are we?
Okay, right. I'm with Peter Bowman now.
Yeah.
Okay, let me know when I can go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was very busy throughout the rehearsal. I'm not sure where I was at any time, really. You know, there's park business to attend to and a whole show to prepare for. So I'm not sure. For many people, this is their childhood band comeback. It needed to live up to their expectations. People expect a lot from the show. I do remember coming back from the outside ticket booth area, returning to the stage to see how things were going. And I was the one who found him. It was, well, you saw. I called 911, obviously. This is all purely for the accident report, yes? My lawyer will handle any further business regarding this matter on my behalf. Thank you. Well, okay, Dan.
All right, Peter. I guess we won't get you. Okay, well, now we know where you stand.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Considering that this is like a big deal.
Really much. Yeah. Okay. Which one is the next one you want to read?
I have Dean Castillo.
Okay, go for it.
All right. During the break, I wanted to work on Jake's solo with him. He was doing okay, but I thought I could use a little punching up. It's a big reunion concert, you know, or it was, I guess. We needed everything to look and sound perfect, but Jake wanted to work on the blocking alone. Sorry.
so I opted to get something to help his throat. He wouldn't go for the lozenges I use, never really liked them, so tea it was. I went to Jake's trailer to make him a cup. All his stuff was in trailer B. I got distracted because I thought I had heard Rachel talking behind the trailer. She sounded like she was arguing or upset, but I didn't hear anyone else's voice. She might have been upset because she'd already seen what happened to Jake and came outside. I don't know. I got back to the stage around the same time as Ollie. When I came in, Peter was already on the phone with 911. It was pretty obvious Jake wasn't, that he was gone. He was real messed up. Is that all you need?
Okay, so if anybody saw him getting that tea, I mean, he can verify that Rachel was talking behind the trailer, so that does put him somewhere else.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. So I guess Marcus Tate?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I don't know. The day seemed totally normal at first. It was a regular cue-to-cue rehearsal, but we tried to sing a bit throughout. It wasn't our best run-through, but we were bound to be a bit rusty, you know? Jake's the only one who wasn't completely out of practice. He was getting annoyed, so he demanded to have the stage to himself during break. Dean seemed to want to help him out, but that sure wasn't going to happen. Jake was stubborn, so I knew to just leave it at that point. A friend had to let me know they were swinging by, so I went out to the lot to catch up with them while we had a minute. I came back and it was total chaos. One of the crew guys tried to warn me before I saw Jake, but it was too late. As far as I know, the crew did their best with safety. Sometimes shows are just cursed.
Okay, so he needs an alibi from this friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and the last one is Rachel Day.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have much to comment on. I was on the phone before the break, and then I walked out with Gabe. We talked for 20 minutes. I came back in before him and went to cut through the rings to sit out in the audience again. That's when I saw the stage and heard Peter on the phone with the police. I lost a client and a good friend today. I'm done talking about this. Wow.
Okay.
We have one more?
Do we?
Yeah. Oliver.
Oliver. Oh, I think I did not upload Oliver's. Well, I know. I'm so bad. But go ahead and read it.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Okay, so this one's by Oliver Stewart. I wasn't surprised we had to clear the stage for the guy. I mean, Jake. He was never satisfied with second best. That much hadn't changed about him, at least. I was annoyed, but it gave me a good opportunity during the break. To step outside, I mean. I was kind of eager to get away, so I didn't notice where the rest of them went off to. I went to go hang at the loading dock. I heard a loud sound, but didn't think much of it, since some of the crew went in to check it out. When 20 minutes were up, I came back in. Must have been right at 1:40. Dean was heading in too. What we saw was real bad. I ran back to grab Ken and tell him what happened. Ken's the stage manager. I knew where he was, so we were at the loading dock during the break. I guess I didn't mention that before, but look, this is obviously a freak accident. If anyone's responsible, it should be the venue. Not trying to throw anyone under the bus here, but actually, I should stop talking. It's just been a long day.
Interesting. Okay, he sounds a little unsure of what actually, where he was and what's going on there. It's just not suspicious at all.
Don't be suspicious.
So I'm going to go ahead now and open the show writer, because it was part of this package.
Mm-hmm.
The show writer is usually a list of items that the artist or the talent require when they go to a venue. It's usually agreed upon stuff. So I'll start with page one. It says, just for fun, reunited. The equipment continued, because I don't have the first part of that. But it says, venue agrees to provide at their sole cost and expense the above mentioned lighting equipment for the exclusive use of the artist for their performance. Venue shall provide competent lighting engineer to operate the lighting equipment. Venue agrees to provide at their sole cost and expense an automated rigging console to be operated backstage for the exclusive use of the artist for their performance. Attached rigging system must be able to accommodate the weight of a steel scenic element up to 1 ton. Venue shall provide competent stage crew to operate the above mentioned rigging equipment. Okay. Now we're in a section called hospitality. All catering shall be in place at least 1 hour prior to the scheduled meals. Okay, catering. Venue agrees to provide the following catering needs at no cost to the artist. The following menu requirements are: lunch for 12 people, salad and assorted dressings, including locale, soup or chili, deli tray consisting of turkey, roast beef, and assorted cheeses, bread loaves, white and wheat, assorted condiments, including locale, assorted soft drinks, freshly brewed sweet and unsweetened iced tea, freshly brewed hot coffee with cream, sugar, and honey, plenty of bottled spring water and assorted fruit juices, 1 gallon of whole milk, whole fresh fruit, 4 family-sized bags, kettle cooked potato chips, 4 family-sized bags of tortilla chips with salsa and cheese dip, and enough plates, cups, forks, napkins, etc.
Okay, really quick about these chips. I'm like, is Michael in here?
Well, obviously they have some sort of like a sandwich bar, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But, and I can't eat a sandwich without eating chips. That's just
mean. That's blasphemous.
What, not having chips or
having chips?
It's just wrong.
Not having chips or french fries. Like, you gotta have...
Yes, you need something else, like another salty thing. Like, guys. So dinner for 12 included a fresh green salad with assorted dressings, including locale, super chili, rolls with butter, grilled chicken, fish, pork, or meat or beef meal with baked potato, assorted grilled or steamed green vegetables. Okay, and then the second page of this super interesting writer includes or for catering, home style meal, including meatloaf, roast beef, chicken with potatoes and green vegetables, several choices of dessert, whole fresh fruit, freshly brewed, so the coffee, all the other crap, and please include a bottle of your favorite local hot sauce. So it was all the other stuff from before with the coffee and the drinks and the water, but now they want hot sauce too. Okay, all day they want freshly brewed coffee with milk, sugar, and honey, and a selection of artificial sweeteners, an assortment of teas, caffeinated, caffeine-free, and throat coat, etc. So now we're getting into the dressing rooms, which is very important. Okay, so dressing room A was for Marcus Tate, Gabriel Fontes, and Oliver Stewart. In this room, they wanted 2 rolling clothes racks, 2 dozen clean bath towels, 4 bottles of wine with bottle opener and appropriate glassware, 1 fresh tray of fruit, 1 fresh veggie tray with dip, 1 case of cola, 1 case of ginger ale, 1 handle of top shelf whiskey, 1 case of canned espresso, 1 electric kettle, 2 boxes of black tea, 1 box half and half, and 1 bottle of honey with 6 tins of throat lozenge. Okay. Now in dressing room B, he wanted one crate of 16 ounce bottled water, a new and tested humidifier, 1 full length mirror, 1 electric kettle, 1 bottle of local honey, 6 fresh lemons, 1 knife and cutting board, 3 boxes of throat coat tea, 3 boxes of chamomile tea, and 1 fresh ginger root. I feel like I might be missing a page again. Am I? No, I'm not. Oh, there is a page missing.
I have it here if you want me to continue.
No, I can read it. I have it here. But in dressing room B continued, he wanted 2 tins. Oh, hi, Monica. Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. I know. Look at this teal hair. This is the best my hair is going to look because I just came back from the salon, so don't expect
it's only going to go better.
We'll see. It's just going to be picked up. That's what's going to happen. But it's going to be teal. All right. So more items in dressing room B that are important. 2 tins of throat lozenges, 1 handle of honey whiskey, 1 fresh fruit tray, and 10 clean bath towels. So he was really concerned about his throat.
Yeah, big time. But it's interesting because the what was his name?
Dean.
He like made it a point to state that like Jake doesn't do lozenges.
Yeah. Well, he said something about. It wasn't. Did he say that he didn't do lozenges or he didn't do my lozenges?
I guess my lozenges.
It says.
But it's not like it's being specific here.
No, either. It says he wouldn't go for the lozenges I use. He never really liked them, so Tia was. So he had his own lozenges he liked to use. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else? Okay, in dressing room C for the backup dancers, 4 cases of water, 2 cases of beer, 2 bowls of assorted fruit, apples, oranges, and bananas, 1 box of granola bars.
Balanced meal.
Mm-hmm. The stage, please have 1 case of water delivered to the stage and 15 black stage towels. Okay, for parking, venue must agree to provide 1 secure parking spot for the artist vehicles and 3 trailers for a period commencing 3 hours prior to the performance and continuing for 2 hours following the performance. Security, venue agrees to guarantee proper security at all times to ensure the personal safety of the artist, auxiliary personnel, equipment, and personal property during and after the performance. A-level access badges must be provided for the artists and venue owner, including 2 additional A-level access badges for Rachel Day, the manager, and Dean Castillo, the vocal coach. The liability. Neither the artist nor management will be liable for failure to perform under this agreement where the failure is caused by forces beyond the control of the artist or management. As the case may be, such forces include without limitation government actions, illness or disability of artists, and acts of God, including severe weather or natural disasters. Interesting. So he was clearly having some real throat issues, it seems here. He wanted to be in his own room. He wanted to have his own tested humidifier. There was something going on. Well, I mean, some could be left up to him being just like, you know, like.
He's the star of the group. I mean.
Yeah. But the fact that he would be in a separate trailer. I'd be interested to now I'm sure we will learn why that is.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about what these boys argued about before.
Yeah, I want to know what happened with Rachel. Like, why is Rachel pissed? Like, what's 100%. Going on? Like, why are we here? I want to know all of that. What else do we have? We also have this, we have a spike chart, which is going to be important. If you've never seen a spike chart before, it's essentially on a stage, and we have the spike map as well. The map outlines the different spikes in the ground where each of the artists are scheduled to stand and in what location. This is usually used to help coordinate lighting and props and all of that stuff, and transitions and all that jazz. So we have a list here, which includes like the timing of things. So what might be very important for us to note is when that thing was supposed to drop. So when that star, so the star flies in, it seems here that according to the chart that the star should fly in, that big stupid star, mm-hmm. at the 46 minute and 35 mark. And it was supposed to be in stage center, the dark blue spike linked to cue with blackout. So I guess it's going to be important for us to just note when the star was mentioned. Star comes in. Goodbye, girl. And it says even hand off to Marcus and stuff like that. So this is going to be important for that. And then here is the spike map. Kind of like in our last season where we played on a stage, we played with a theater. This is not that much different, except they have these spike marks and stuff like that. But here they show you exactly where people were scheduled to stand. As you could see in pink, you have Jake and he has mm-hmm. multiple spikes. You have Marcus, Gabe, Ollie, the lighting boom and all of that stuff. It tells you the dimensions of the front of the stage, the dimensions of the backstage, the width, and the stage directions, the audience, and that sort of thing. So that might be important for us later. There's also a very large venue map that was provided. And by large, I mean like it was like that big. You can't see my hands. It was enormous. Oh, like here, I'll show you how big it was. When I pulled this out, I was like, are you kidding me? But luckily it wasn't as big as what it was in the first season. So it's like this.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. And it basically shows you, like, this is what they, it's used for the actual venue for Bowman Grove. It shows you, like, it's like what you use when you're like buying tickets, kind of, but it shows you where the loading dock is, where the trailers were assigned. So we know that they went from the backstage area, this blue area, through the loading dock to these trailers. Like, they would have had to travel through this loading dock in order to get to the trailers during the time that this guy was rehearsing. So that's super fun. And the last item that is that I have loaded here that is important for us to recall is this ID photo board. So basically it was a board with the photos belonging to those who had the level A access. So these are essentially our potential suspects, not including Jake Morgan, the victim. We have Gabriel Fontes, who is very cute, and I look forward to calling him Gabe, the cute, cute Gabe. Marcus Tate, Oliver Stewart, Peter Bowman, Rachel Day, and Dean Castillo. I forgot who Peter Bowman was again. He was like the founder.
He
founded the band. Yeah. And Rachel Day was their manager. Dean Castillo is the vocal coach.
Okay, but let's talk about how Oliver Stewart looks like he's 12.
Yeah, I mean, really, Oliver, who are you? Oliver is also the one who...
They had the red Converse?
He was the one with the red Converse. But he was also the one who... I wasn't surprised we had to clear the stage for the guy. I mean, Jake, he was never satisfied. So what we're learning is he's the only one that mentions, because everybody else was like, oh, we all went on a break. We all went on a break and we went to our trailers or whatever to like kill time. He's the only one that mentions that we had to clear the stage, which is different. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, they took a break, but it wasn't like a scheduled union break. It was like, he asked us all to clear the set, to clear the stage so that he could be alone. So he's the one that's a little bit more like unimpressed with Jake. Mm-hmm. He was kind of eager to get away, so I didn't notice where the rest of them went off. I went to hang out on the loading dock. We were at the loading dock during the break, I guess, with Ken. He was there with Ken, which is weird for Ken to be for the stage manager to be on the loading dock while the artist is still up there. But unless he was, I'm sure he wasn't up there for like cues. He was up there to practice to rehearse his stuff. Anyway, so that's generally all, unless I missed anything else since I clearly didn't upload everything I was supposed to. I think that might be all for me. Is there anything else that you see that I might have forgotten?
So I'm in the portal, like the virtual desktop.
Okay.
And they provide a series, like an email thread between Jake.
Okay, I'm opening it up now.
And Peter. So if you want, I can read that.
Okay, wait, let me log in.
Your thinker. Backdoor lover.
Stepping away for a quick coffee break. We'll be right back. What?
What happened?
It's saying I have it on, like, my password was wrong.
Remember, it's Mano. In all caps.
All right, we're here. We're there. So what you're talking about is this email screenshot, right?
Yep.
All right, yeah, go ahead and read it.
Okay, so let me see. Just making sure I have it. Okay. Hey, Jake, I'm giving... Oh, this is from Peter to Jake.
Okay, but hey, but the time stamp and everything.
Yeah, like,
you have to say that out.
So, subject is meet and greet from Peter Bowman to Jake Morgan. Timestamp is Friday, September 20th, 2019 at 9:24 a.m. So, here we go. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jake, I'm giving you a heads up that I'm in the middle of arranging a meet and greet with some lucky fans before the reunion show. It's nothing major, just a little something extra besides theme park attractions for those people with VIP tickets. Send some merch, post for selfies, and just do the sort of thing you've done a million times. I'll handle the logistics, so don't worry about it too much for now. I'll email you and the other boys within the next couple of days with some more concrete details. Best regards, Peter Bowman, CEO of Star Sign Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one is a response from Jake Morgan to Peter Bowman on Saturday, September 21st, 2019 at 1:52 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you can't decide these things out of the blue. You don't get that kind of say anymore. A meet and greet is something my manager and I would arrange, not you. Let's not act like this is 2002, all right? And not to be a dick, but I'm not exactly confident with letting you be in charge of something like that, given your track record. All we need from you is the venue space, Jake. All right, the next one is from Peter Bowman to Jake Morgan, Saturday, September 21st, 2019 at 12:03 p.m. Jake, I'm trying to help rebuild J4F's image, but I suppose that's something you're not interested in. I'm sure the other boys would love to see their fans, especially after being out of the spotlight for so many years. They'd probably do it for free. You know that little diva attitude will get you into trouble, Jake. It has in the past. We may have had our differences then, but let's not forget who put you on the map in the first place. Peter Bowman, CEO, Star Sign Entertainment. I wish there was more.
Yeah, there's nothing else here.
I'm so intrigued.
So I'm going to go and open up the J4F site. So it's hard to, you can't see the whole thing because we're kind of, because like what I've done is kind of put it in the background.
Yeah.
Like now it's replaced our background. So you can't see all four of them. You only see Cutie Gabe and Jake. I want you to know.
Oh my God. I love this website.
Okay. And so, oh my God, these photos are everything. You can't, oh my God, guys. Just look at Jake though. About, get to know the guys of Just For Fun. Jake, Gabe, Marcus, and Ollie. Their hit album, Ultraviolet, took the world by storm in 2001 and became an instant classic, paving the way for their legendary Ultraviolet tour. They got merch. You can purchase exclusive merchandise to rep your love for Just For Fun. We offer t-shirts, hats, blah, 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 blah. Oh, this is where we need to go to the forum. You can't. Oh, everything is sold out. How sad. Everything is sold out. No.
Worst day ever.
But I can be added to the wait list. Let's see.
Oh, that's good.
That's good for us. Okay, well, let's go to the forum. Okay.
I'm there.
Okay, so the forum has several threads. Let's start with the newest thread posted by Honey Arcade. Where were you when you heard your first Just For Fun song? All right. Thought we could do all with an extra big scoop of nostalgia today. I'll start. I was at my best friend Megan's house after our eighth grade formal, and we were talking about some boys that had asked us to dance, yada, yada. And then, excuse me, this dance came on, and the lyrics exactly described the situation like magic. Hooked since then. Your turn. You go. You could be Jake's
fan. Okay. Jake's fan 444. Oh my God, that's so funny. I love it. Not exactly the same for me, but I was listening with my friend. She said she got the new CD and we went in her mom's car and blasted it. A neighbor came out and told us we were being too loud. Ha ha.
I love this story. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right.
Okay.
XX, goodbye girl, XX. Heard Ultraviolet on the radio like everyone else. Played it to death.
I don't know. So this is Mrs. Fontes.
Oh, hey! You got competition.
Excuse me. I'm already wearing the ring.
Okay, no, you're married to a Gonzalez, not
whatever. Fontes. Whatever. Anyway. Mrs. Fontes 24. I don't know when I first heard them, but I remember not liking them at first. Little did I know. Huge fan now, have been for years. So cute. All right, the next one is The Last Ever Rehearsal by Super Lavender.
Sorry, I thought we were going to go into a story time.
Oh, look, and there's like pictures. Look
at that. Wait, in which one?
In The Last Ever Rehearsal. So it says, I happened to find a Blither account belonging to one of the reunion concert's crew members. They were working the day Jake died and had posted some photos from that morning. Look how much fun they were having during rehearsal. I bet everyone involved worked so hard preparing for this concert, especially J for F. And you can make the pictures bigger, which I'm doing. You can see some girl with the lights. She's given a little peace sign, playing with the gels. And then they're looking for more gels. Everybody's looking for gels. Why are they looking for gels? LEDs, guys. LEDs. Oh, nice. They're holding a ladder because they're working so hard. They're looking, look at this pose. Look at how they're posed looking at this spike chart. They're like, hey, let me point to the same thing on the spike chart that I'm looking at. Guys, ooh. Wow. Someone brought pizza. She looks like such a jovial lady. I would love your pizza, ma'am. And then here's these three drinking water, talking about no sé qué mierda. And look, they noticed the camera. Hi. And that's it. Those are really cute.
These are great MySpace photos.
Oh, our friend Honey Arcade came back and wrote and said, now I'm sad all over again.
All right, Super Lavender. No, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make anyone sad. I just thought I should share.
It's a chair. No, I'm glad you did. I'm just being a baby, said Honey Arcade.
Meadow Goth says, can't believe these were taken just hours before he died.
Dang, this is drying. Drying with a D. Drying. Dang. Would love to see more behind the scenes. They should make a documentary. All right. Thank you, Drying.
Okay. Ready okay. to go on to the next one?
Yeah. We have one called Story Time.
Posted by Marcus My Words. I love this name.
That's a great name.
It's so good. All right. Like we used to do, I'll start. Once upon a time, Jake Morgan, ..
Ate a big handful of
maraschino cherries, LOL.
Pills that would make him less of an asshole.
Oh my God, wait. That's a clever name.
Just fun.
Get it? It's four times.
That's
four
cute. Times. That is cute.
That is cute. That's it. Shut the hell up, dude.
That's schnitzel W noodles. Schnitzel with noodles. It's a schnitzel with noodles. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Those are a few of your favorite things.
That's so cute. And then just for fun wrote, no, you.
Aliyub 111 says, so mature.
Wow, just fun isn't having a good time. All right, so let's see. Okay, so Roller Coaster 420, all right, told me he liked my shirt. This is real, by the way.
Marcus My Word says, for real?
Roller Coaster 420. Yeah, when they were on Hits on Demand the first time, I was waiting outside and he was signing autographs. Still have the shirt. But his manager was such a bitch. She was like, okay, move it along. Like, what the fuck is this? The greatest moment of my life and you're ruining it.
Marcus My Words responds with, ugh, what a buzzkill. But still, lucky you.
And then Goodbye Girl wrote back and said, left the band.
Fan4Life_8 said, she said story time, not the real sad truth.
Ugh, they're so sad. Okay, there's two more threads.
These threads are great, though. I know that this is, like, so fake, but, you know, this was our real life at some point.
I know. I was totally on these message boards and all that for everybody that I loved, including NSYNC. All right, so this one, the thread is called Wish We Had More. And it says, this is posted by Love to Revolt.
Love it.
Anyone else wish this group did something more original when they were together? Didn't it sound like they were always kind of missing something? Jake's solos were decent, but man, anyone seen that Columbus Day movie? He should have stuck to singing.
Jake's fan 444 says, lulz, Columbus Day, even I gotta say that was bad.
Rye Dog says, I mean, no complaints here. I just listened to Ultraviolet on repeat. Maybe my standards aren't the best, but whatever, LOL.
Honey Arcade says, Jake plus Kitten Club collab. I never know which one is greater than.
Yeah, it's greater than.
Greater than Just for Fun's entire discography. No offense.
So I guess that was like a collaboration between Jake, right?
Yeah.
And then Archangel 4902 wrote Jake and Kylene forever. That was one of the girls that he had like the connection to.
Yeah. Okay. Just fun. Wasn't a fan of his solo stuff. Why didn't the remaining three just try to start up again without Jake? They could have gotten someone to replace him.
Jake's fan 444. Because that's sacrilege. No one can replace the Jake.
Mm-hmm. Love to Revolt said, well, did you ever hear about J4F's phantom member? They were supposed to be five per the usual formula.
Oh.
So this is kind of like all of the boy bands that we love, all of their origin stories into one, because that's Greece, technically.
Yeah, pretty much. Rye Dog wrote back, oh yeah, word. Reminds me of that one rumor that all boy bands are scientifically fabricated in some giant music company's basement, LOL. Why didn't they just clone Jake? Guess then there'd be two of him walking around, LOL.
Oh. Just for fun. Don't know if it would have made a difference.
Okay. He's really like hating on Jake. This guy does not care for Jake.
At all.
All right. And then the last one is, did anyone else hear by Meadow Goff about this reunion concert? Is it real?
Sasha Cat. Hey, Sasha, you're here. Yes, it's real. At the old amusement park in Santa Lucinda where they debuted, LOL. So yeah, I want to go. I don't think it's a full tour, just one show. But maybe if it sells out, they'll see they still have fans and they'll start touring again.
Meadow Goth. Oh my God, no way.
Aliyoop111 says, no, I live in Chicago. There's no way I can make it.
Serene Tiger 300. You think you have it bad. I live in the UK.
Lust for Fun said, same.
Lust for fun.
That is some like Scorpio shit right there. Same. Okay, go ahead.
Angel Demon XX. Wait, really? When and where?
Serene Tiger 300. Scroll up.
All right, so I guess what we're supposed to take away from this forum is that this just for fun. Just for fun is a bit of a Jake hater.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be important, I'm sure, because they asked us to look through the forums. Oh, excuse me. Goodness me. Okay. He's a hater, and there could have been five members. That's what we've learned. There could have been five members, and just for fun. Yeah.
If you go to about,
Mm-hmm. It gives you all of their little fun facts.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so talk to us about Jake.
Okay, here we go. Jake, Zodiac, Gemini. That's my moon, by the way. Favorite color? Red. So passionate. Favorite food? Pasta. Favorite animal? Panther.
Wow. Hold on a second. Let me.
You'll get your lover boy.
Oh, am I getting my lover boy? Yes. Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to like move it to the side so you can read Panther and all that shit. All right. Look at this cutie face. Look at little Gabe. His zodiac sign is a Libra. His favorite color is purple. His favorite food is ice cream. And his favorite animal is a dog.
This man's is really a Taurus, okay?
Yeah, no, like, really. All right. Let's, like, who we fooling? All right, next is Marcus, right?
Yes. Marcus. Look at Zodiac.
That. He's cute.
Virgo. Favorite color? Blue. So masculine. Favorite food? Sushi. Favorite animal? Snake.
Not to say that I don't like sushi. I love sushi, but I hate when people say my favorite food is sushi. It's like,
yeah, okay. That's so like,
oh, guess what? We got up Pisces.
I know.
Ollie is a Pisces. Favorite color? Green. Favorite food? Pizza. Favorite animal? Wombat.
These favorite animals are like,
yay us. Actually, these match with stuff that's in the little book that I'll show you in just a minute. So I'm glad that this stuff is here because I may need to like do some stuff in the little book. But oh my goodness, this is really cute. Okay, so we finished off this site, right? It says we're not accepting new accounts at this time, it says, so I can't log in.
No.
Wow. Offended.
Soups.
Wow. Anyway, so let me move stuff over again.
Just okay. For fun.
Let's see what the investigation guide says. All right. So it says, "Hello, investigator. Before, or do you want to read this? You can read this.
Wait, where are you?
In the investigation guide." RTS.
One second. I'm going back in.
Okay.
Backstreet's back.
You're all I ever
wanted, baby. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Going. This thing is like not logging me in. Okay. Investigation guide.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, investigator. Before I hand this off to you entirely, I thought it might be helpful to give you a quick refresher course on how to go about investigating a case of this caliber. In order to eliminate certain suspects and elevate others, you'll need to keep three factors in mind. One, motive. Did the suspect benefit from the murder in any way? Did they have a personal reason to commit the murder? Can their reason be proven? Two, means. Did the suspect have the ability to commit the murder? Did they have access to the crime scene and the murder weapon? Three, opportunity. Could the suspect have committed the murder during the known time frame of the crime? Were they somewhere close to the crime scene at the time of the murder? Can you disprove their alibi? If the answer to one or more of these questions is no, and there's definitive evidence to support your claim, a suspect can be eliminated. On the flip side, proving that a suspect had all three of these factors is, for our purposes, enough proof to get the police involved. My razor-sharp deductive skills are telling me that you must be thinking now, that's all well and good, Michelle, but how am I supposed to find all those things in the first place? I'm glad you asked. Here are some tips, tricks, and strategies to keep in mind as you conduct your investigation. One, remember to consistently use all of the tools at your disposal. A magnifying glass, for example, would likely come in handy more than once over the course of the investigation. Number two, examine every piece of evidence very carefully. You never know when you'll find a note written somewhere unexpected or when an innocuous seeming phrase will be the key to confirming an alibi. Number three, Always keep an eye on the big picture. Even when you're combing through the smallest details, if something isn't lining up right, try to cross-reference it with other pieces of information. Number four, always take notes on your findings. Any piece of information, no matter how inconsequential it may seem at first, could prove crucial in cracking the case wide open. Number five, hold on to every piece of evidence that comes your way. Evidence collected at the very beginning of your investigation could gain new significance in light of new discoveries. Finally, you should always follow two things above all else, the evidence and your gut. Good luck, Michelle Gray, private investigator.
All right. So besides that,
let me introduce other items that were in this box that I didn't take photos of for the purposes of this. So I'm going to switch to so you have a bigger picture. So this also came in there. It was a Just for Fun ultraviolet booklet. They always have like a little booklet for you to like take notes and stuff. Look at the cutie band. Look at my lover Gabe over here.
Look at him.
Did you know that Jake joined the band after winning first place at open auditions? And it has like this little thing to like match all the stuff that you learned in their About Me section, like whose favorite color is what, blah, 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 blah. Jake, it says, Jake, I'd love to spend time with a girl where we talk for hours while on a midnight drive. Mm-hmm. Marcus, if I could take a date on vacation anywhere, it would be to Paris to see the Louvre together.
Okay. Gabe, I love when a girl makes time for family. There's nothing more important.
Wow.
And Ollie, all I want is someone to go out dancing with. Show me your moves and I'll show you mine.
Very generic here.
It also says, did you know Marcus and Ollie first met in middle school and they've been best friends ever since?
Can't.
And there's another, did you know? Did you know Gabe and Jake like to shop for clothes together? Did you know Gabe loves to travel, but he doesn't mind the idea of settling down in one place? Did you know the worm is Ollie's favorite dance move?
How is that someone's favorite dance move?
Really? Did you know Marcus is a former child star and has starred in over 5 movies? Wow. Oh, but besides this, I also got this nifty gel pen.
I'm so envious of that gel pen.
I gotta take a little bubble thing off. See how it writes? It writes perfect.
It only needs to write perfect on your hand, okay?
I know.
Just drawing dicks all over.
Just dicks and dicks and purple more dicks. Okay, so the goal of this episode is to, it says, in order to start a proper investigation, this is from the Michelle letter.
Yeah.
In order to start a proper investigation, we should work on proving Jake Morgan's death was a murder. We may not be able to find out who did it right away, but we should at least be able to prove his death was not an accident, as Shannon has asserted. See if you can find anything proving this was a setup. So I have a feeling we're going to learn more about this by revisiting these witness statements, because that's key to understanding like who was where they were supposed to be, who had access to things, blah blah blah. So
Ken was away from his station,
which is odd.
Yeah,
which is odd. We also don't have a statement from Ken.
We don't,
which is bizarre, because yeah. Wouldn't he as a because yeah. He's the only one who doesn't have a witness statement.
There's bad blood between Peter and Jake.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything about Rachel and Gabe just because, like, it just seems like whatever's happening there is between them and not including Jake right now.
Right. Like honestly, like, it's something we have to keep an eye on, but it's not necessarily something that is important for us to focus on in this episode. Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any other mention of Ken in these different witness statements. I don't think so.
Also, the venue had to provide the, let me see, I'm reading in here. The venue had to provide the equipment and the personnel to manage the equipment.
Right. And the venue is owned by the same people who own the who owned the band.
Mm-hmm.
By Peter Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that Ken could be part of this, and Ken left the scene to have plausible deniability. But he wasn't, he wouldn't be manning that equipment anyway. But he, as a stage manager, would maybe have access to play with the timing, right? But yeah, there isn't any mention of Ken until you get to, you know, Ollie's statement, you know, the Pisces. Let me read back. I came back in, must have been right at 1:40. Dean was heading in. We saw what was real bad. I ran back out to grab Ken and tell him what happened. Ken's the stage manager. I knew where he was, so ... Where was Ken? So we were at the loading dock during the break. I guess I didn't mention that before. So he's covering up for Ken.
Yeah.
He's covering up for Ken. But look, that obviously is a freak accident. If anyone responsible, should be the venue. Not trying to throw anyone under the bus here, but actually I should stop talking. It's been a long day. Okay. So I think it's fair to say that the weird thing here is the Ken.
Mm-hmm.
So what's Ken's last name? Would he be under, he's probably under the incident report.
Don't remember, but it was provided in something.
Yeah, it's probably, it has to be here in the incident report. All of whom were witnesses. The software is installed. It's not in the incident report either. He's not mentioned in the incident report.
Yeah, he is. So his name is Ken Armstrong.
Okay. All right, so I think it's fair that we should go ahead and contact them. All right, so provide your email address. Okay, we're doing that. Enter. Let's send a new message. What should it say? Lack of Ken. Where's Ken Armstrong?
Yeah.
Or just write Ken Armstrong.
Maybe.
That's right, Ken Armstrong. Let's see what happens. All right. Okay, we got a response. It says, I don't think that proves Jake's death was a setup. Are there any details we might be overlooking? Try double-checking material sent to you. And don't forget to look at everything on the desktop. When you think you've got the right evidence, send me another message. Well, I mean, Ken, I guess it would be, let me try Ken Armstrong witness statement. All right. That's it.
Yeah.
It says, that's quite the catch, investigator. If we compare the rehearsal's spike chart with one of those crew photos posted on the fan forum, which we didn't. It seems as though Jake's mark was moved to be under the stage prop, which we didn't do. It's difficult to see some of the tape on the black stage, so I'm not surprised it went unnoticed until now. I should have known you would find an important detail like this. We didn't. Ordinarily, this wouldn't be enough to declare murder. However, it just so happens that Jake was killed due to both a prop malfunction and a misplaced mark. If his mark was in the correct spot during the accident, Jake's life wouldn't have been in danger. It's coincidental enough to garner a serious investigation. Shannon will be assured to know her hunch was correct. I'll tell her to reach out to you and send you any materials that might help the investigation. Since she seems to know quite a bit about the victim, I bet she'll be able to offer some good insight and help steer the case in the right direction. I have faith that you'll get to the bottom of this murder, Michelle Gray. Okay, so we didn't do any of that.
We just noticed that something was missing.
We just noticed that there was a missing witness statement. Yeah.
I mean, like, if you look at the strike?
If you look at the spike chart. There you go. So they were saying if you looked at the spike chart.
Yeah, you could see that, like, his ex is moved, but, like, to me it looks like it's in front of and not under.
Yeah, I sort of want to look at that. Let's see. I want to look at that a little bit more. The spike map. Yeah, he had one mark here, but it says okay, it's difficult to see some of the tape on that black stage. Okay. It seems as though Jake's mark was moved to be under the stage prop. Yeah, because he's in two different places.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly in two different places. And if we look at the spike chart, he was supposed to appear. Yeah, he was supposed to be in front of the star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I guess that's that. I guess we know there's a moida in the house. There's some seriously bad things going on.
It's been confirmed.
It's been confirmed that there is some nefarious actions taking place.
Someone got killed.
Someone clearly got killed. And it was our poor Jake. I doubt it couldn't have been Gabe, though. It couldn't have been Gabe. Or could it have been?
At this point, it could have been anybody.
That's true. But wow. So there goes that. There goes our first box in the Starstruck series. Wow. What a ride. What a journey. We read a lot, per usual.
Yep.
Looked at pictures.
Listen, I'd rather read a lot than trying to solve those ciphers.
That's true, but we haven't gotten there yet. We may get some ciphers.
Oh, no.
You know there's always ciphers. There's always ciphers.
I know, I'm just never ready.
But it's just, I know, like, last season, it's a little traumatic. There was a lot of ciphers.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm excited to see where this goes, to learn more about these characters.
I want to know more about, like, all of their arguing and people feeling, like, hurt and left out.
Absolutely.
I want to know, like, money troubles. Give me all of the drama.
I want it all. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Sassy Pants 1117 for following us 40 minutes ago.
Yes.
Thank you, Sassy Pants, for following us. But this was a lot of fun. We do plan on having these live sessions for the duration of the season. So if you want to watch us, you know, figure this out live, or if you want to help us out, definitely come and follow us on Twitch or Baby Lamas Podcast. Or you could always wait until we release the episode where we release you can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can likely find us. Follow us on Instagram. We're at Baby Lambs Podcast. On Twitter, we're at Baby Lambs PCast. But let's be real, we're really on Instagram. So just go on Instagram. That's where you get all of the latest and greatest information about what we're up to. But yeah, we'll keep you posted. We have episodes that air pretty much every Tuesday and every Friday. So just keep your schedules open. You'll get a new schedule. You'll probably hear this episode this week.
On Friday.
For those of you who are listening to it right now, it's probably Friday or later day. Yeah. Who knows? I'm not here to judge when you listen to us. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that'll be all. Oh, well, we'll be back, I think, in 2 weeks with a new D&D episode, because we're playing next week.
Yep.
So that's exciting. And then, yeah, just keep an eye out. We'll be on Instagram for the most part.
Yep. We'll be on Instagram. We'll keep you posted there. And, yeah,
We're glad to hear from you. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play,
yeah,
and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.